Good morning. Our question today is if somebody is allowed to sell the chametz of somebody else without his permission. And an example would be somebody forgot to sell his chametz and you know he forgot. Or we could be talking about an organization, a kashrus organization that sells on behalf of everyone who may have forgotten to sell their chametz. We can be talking about somebody who's rachmana litzlan slick in the hospital and is not cognizant of the obligation to sell the chametz at that point. Can somebody go or an organization go and sell their chametz on their behalf without their knowledge, without their permission? So this question was posed to the Beis Hora'a of the Yeshivas Ahava Shalom as an initial matter. Obviously, you can't sell somebody's item without their permission, without their knowledge. So that would be the default. However, there is an exception to the rule in halacha when it relates to abechor. We're not going to get into the details there, but because we have the concept of zachin la'adam shlo befana, because it's a merit, it's a schus for somebody, we can take the action unilaterally on their behalf, even without their knowledge, without their permission. So the same thing would apparently apply here when it comes to selling somebody's chametz to a non-Jew before Pesach, before it becomes usur, because if it passes through Pesach and it was owned by a Jew, then it becomes chametz she'avar alav Pesach. There's an isur derabbanan to have hana'a from that chametz that was owned by a Jew during Pesach. So certainly in the mechiras chametz nowadays, that the reason that we sell the chametz is to remove the prohibition of ownership and to remove the isra thereafter of chametz she'avar alav Pesach. And truth be told, when people sell their chametz, they don't care to who it's sold to. They don't know to who. They just want to make sure that it's sold so they don't violate the prohibition of owning it on chametz, and accordingly it won't be usur after chametz. So devadai nichale. So certainly, even if the owner of this chametz is unaware, he didn't give permission, but it would be for his benefit. He would desire that his chametz be sold to avoid him having an isra and avoid the chametz she'avar alav Pesach problem. And in fact, the tshuva Chassam Sofer says as follows: Halacha Ravachas Nimkor Chemsor Shachaveiro B'Shach Hamishi, is that there's halacha is that you certainly can sell your friends, somebody you know, somebody you don't know, apparently, their chametz before it becomes prohibited in the fifth hour Erev Pesach. Why? Because a zakim la'adam shelo b'fanav, that it's a zechus for somebody, even without his permission. Shelo b'fanav means he doesn't even know about it, didn't give permission. So accordingly, even though we're selling it to somebody else's asset, but it's for his benefit, it would be permitted. That is based on that Chassam Sofer and other poskim as well. Nonetheless, there is a Stechemed who brings a number of shitas that disagree with this. And they say this concept of Zachim La'adam Shelo b'fanav, it does say Zachim Le'adam Shelo b'fanav, meaning if that item is coming Le'adam to somebody, then it's permitted. For example, buying something on somebody's behalf, so something is coming into his rishus, but it doesn't say zachim mei adam shelo b'fanav, that we can sell something, take something out of his rishus, and give it to somebody else. So here, when it comes to chametz, we would be taking from the person, not bringing into the person's rishus. So zachim le adam shelo b'fanav doesn't apply, because this is zachim mei adam shelo b'fanav. Accordingly, there are poskim who say you cannot sell somebody's chametz, even though it's in general be a benefit for him, but it's going out of his rishus, it's going out of his possession, and you would need his possession for that. So the Beis Hora concludes as follows: this is a machlokis of the achronim, and accordingly, because this whole situation is bedieved, by the way, they are not talking specifically about Corona. This was published before Corona, but certainly this would be applicable to Corona if somebody is rachmana litzlan ill in a hospital and didn't sell the chametz, and somebody would on their behalf. The whole situation is bedieved. There are deos of many poskim that say it is mutter. The whole suffix, the whole issur here of chametz she'avar alav Pesach is derabbanan after Pesach. Accordingly, efshar lahakel lishtamesh b'chametz b'diyeved achar she'acherim machru avuro. Accordingly, now that it's after Pesach, we can be lenient, and the person whose chametz was sold without his knowledge, he would be permitted to have benefit from his chametz, because in fact it was mitzad midin zach in adam shalom afana, because it was really in his merit that it was sold, it benefited from him, even though we have a minority view that disagrees with it because it was taken out of his reshus. But we can rely certainly on the Chasam Sofer and others who have the view that it was beneficial for him, and accordingly it was permitted to sell his chametz without his knowledge, without his reshus, and because of that, comes to after Pesach, he would be permitted to benefit for his chametz. The Isra of Chametz Sha'avar la Pesach would not apply, because in fact it was sold. Have a wonderful day.